Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway with Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. High-profile divorce went public earlier this year. It wasn't the divorce itself that made headlines, but what was going to happen to his business empire.
While the home business owner doesn't have much in common with the world's richest man, the steps and strategies Bezos took to navigate his own divorce are not all that different than what all business owners should do.
In a home business, both spouses have likely worked very hard to build up the business, and you don't want it to suffer during a stressful and complicated divorce.
To help our listeners navigate when there's trouble in paradise, we talk with Brian Parker, a co-founder of EP Wealth Advisors.
So greetings, Brian Parker. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our listeners.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for coming on our show.
How's it going in beautiful Southern California? Is it Hermosa Beach?
I'm right around the corner. That's where I live, but I commute a few minutes away.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a great, inspiring place. We talk about when people call from the ocean, when you like breathe in the salt air. Is it inspirational?
Yes.
It's distracting sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'll roll down the window here.
Mm-hmm. Brian, what's the first thing a business owner facing divorce should do?
I would say get organized. You know, you have to have all the information in front of you. So I would do a profit and loss statement. I do a balance sheet on the business. I do the same for your family. Focus on, you know, what do you need? A lot of times people focus on winning in a divorce, and really it's about both people winning. It's not a win-lose. When it's a win-lose, it ends up being a lose-lose. So spend some time, understand the value of the business, understand what you need financially, and go from there.
So I guess it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of details with the business and sometimes you lose track of them and you're not really keeping up with things, but it helps to just be organized going into a stressful situation. So you have, you know, like we said in the military, you have a good status of where things are, and that, you know, that helps to alleviate some of the stress and complications.
For sure. I mean, a lot of times you spend so much time working on the business, you really don't actually know how it's doing. And there's a lot of complexities around, you know, what's business, what's personal. Ultimately, the business is funding the personal lifestyle. And so trying to peel that all back and understand, what is the business doing for me? What do I need the business to do for me going forward? And take it from there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes you just lose track of it. It's like, I don't even seem like I know what the business is making till I go over the accounting with my accountant. And so right. It sounds like that's the first order to, you know, to get organized like this. Well, Brian, you know, what issues can complicate, you know, divorce in business the most, such as double dipping or lack of a prenuptial agreement?
Sure. I would say a couple things. One is illiquidity. You know, a lot of times the business is everything. And so if you're trying to divide an asset where there's no additional assets to buy, it's difficult. Obviously, another one is always, well, the spouses just simply don't get along. And so how do you have a partner in a business 24/7 when the emotional connection is just gone? The other one I would say is what I mentioned before, which is trying to back out the cell phone, the health insurance, the entertainment, the travel, and you know, trying to peel that back and forth to get a little complicated.
So I imagine part of the problem is you're running a smaller business. It may kind of just be covering the expenses for the, you know, the spouse or their family or whatever. And so then it gets complicated to, you know, what revenue's going to be given up in a divorce. You know, how would you pay alimony, and then, you know, how do you put value on assets? You know, just the actual hard asses fights what revenue is coming in. And then I guess that just kind of complicates it when the business is smaller like that.
For sure. I mean, there's just a lot of complications. The complications will be even greater if the business was started before the marriage or during the marriage. And, you know, was there a valuation done at time of marriage? Was there a discussion of a post-nuptial and how the unwind would look? And if we're going to work together, you know, what are the roles and responsibilities of each person? All those things are really important.
Now, Brian, what would a business owner do if both spouses wish to run the business post-divorce? And have you ever seen this arrangement work?
It can. At that point, it's basically like two friends, hopefully, or two partners coming together. And so it needs to be treated as such. A lot of times when you have spouses, you don't have a lot of the same documentation needs, a buy-sell agreement for one, or just those roles and responsibilities lined up. So you know this person is responsible for this and this the other. And also, just if it doesn't work, what is the unwind? Just put it on paper. A lot of times none of that has been done when you're operating a business as husband and wife.
Yeah, I'm just seeing like one of the problems is so many small businesses, you keep hitting this point, and it's a good one, that there's just a lack of like documentation and structure and processes and procedures. You know, you just you kind of run it as you're running it. And then, boy, when you're pulling things apart, then that just gets tricky.
It does, because nobody goes into a business thinking about, you know, who's going to have it after, you know, post-marriage. This is an exciting idea. Let's go into business. Let's work hard. Whether it's both people involved or just one. And, you know, the thought of, well, if this doesn't work, you know, how will I value it? How will I unwind these expenses? How will we decide if we want to work together? I think it all kind of hits home when, unfortunately, the marriage is failing.
Well, Brian, how would you advise a client in a situation where one of the spouses owned the business pre-marriage and started the company on their own?
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, right? We understand what that business was worth pre-marriage. Pretty simple. Then you know what the value was then. You know what the value is in the future, and you can have a conversation. I mean, a post-nuptial is another one that's really important. You know, it's really difficult conversations a lot of times when you're in a marriage, but to have that on paper to say this is what will happen in the unfortunate circumstance of a divorce makes it pretty clear. You kind of saw this, not necessarily the post-nuptial, but in the Bezos divorce, I thought it was pretty interesting, right? For Jeff to keep all voting rights is a little bit uncommon. But what it says is, you know, I'm looking for the greater good. He's going to be closer to the company and probably a better vote. And so I'm willing to give that up. I thought that was really something interesting to see.
You talk about that term of a post-nuptial. Is that, you know, somebody's got to kind of step in and help referee that? Is like yourself as a wealth advisor, or would that be an attorney or just an independent party to help facilitate a post-nuptial?
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, it's going to be an attorney. But this is all about conversation, right? Whether it's in a marriage or and the pros and cons of having these conversations up front just gives clarity. It is difficult a lot of times when you talk about a discussion, whether it's prenuptial or postnuptial, although you are seeing the numbers go up as it relates to postnuptial and prenuptial. I think people understand that it's just easier, not that you're saying that you will get a divorce, but this business is important and the health of the business is important. And the way to make sure that the business will continue in a successful manner is to have transparency.
Brian, what are the key things you tell clients to make sure that their business doesn't suffer during or after a divorce?
Yeah, it's what I said before, which I believe wholeheartedly, which is focus on a win-win. Focus on a situation where both parties have a successful outcome. I mean, a successful business helps everybody. You always worry that somebody gets so focused on harming the other because it's an emotional situation, but nobody wins there. So come up with this is what I need. And a lot of times people actually haven't spent the time to know what they need. They just think that they want more, or they want to win, or they want to harm this other person because it's a tough time. When really it's, if we spend a lot of time on lawyers and time and harming each other and harming the business, the ultimate winner there is nobody.
You know, I see almost kind of like a parallel when, you know, you hear a divorce and there's young children involved. To keep focused on the kids, you know, what's in the best interest for the kids. It's kind of the same thing here in the business.
The business is a kid.
Yeah.
Ultimately, right? This is something that in many cases is very emotional. You mentioned at the very beginning, which is true, how much time you spend to get the business to where it is, the emotional distress, ups and downs of business. You know, having a small business is not easy. It can be very challenging. And the thought of somebody else harming it in some way, or the dissolution of the marriage harming, you know, your future cash flow, and you put so much in, can get you to a place where you do things that really are going to harm everybody. And so take that step back, sit down, figure out who's going to do what, can we work together? If not, how do we split the assets? Do we have enough? Understand that just taking big picture at that time is going to be helpful for everyone. It's hard to do, though. It really is.
I just got a funny thought here in your experience. Has you ever anybody, business owners, like started to go into divorce and they started off with this discussion, but then by communicating and talking with each other, they ended up calling off the divorce and the marriage got better? I just wonder if you ever saw that happen before.
Yeah, I don't know that that has happened, but I will tell you, a lot of times the relationship gets a lot better. Yeah. Sometimes people just aren't good together as it relates to marriage, but they can be good business partners. They have different skill sets and the business succeeded because of those skill sets. And they both need those, that income, the asset to provide for their future retirement. And so if they can look beyond the, you know, we're not good partners as it relates to marriage and we can do a good job together. And then all of a sudden, you know, they haven't necessarily gotten back together. Although I have a couple that seem to be doing quite well. I'll give you an update if that ever happens, but ultimately, you know, it's always good to see, you know, ultimately people being upset and angry and just bitter is tough, especially when there's kids involved, right? You want to have that open dialogue.
Well, Brian Parker, this has been a great discussion on navigating divorce as a business owner. Do you have any final points you'd like to share?
The one I always say is be positive. You know, life is very cyclical in many ways and can be difficult. And this is a trying situation. And divorce is not the end, right? It's in many cases a future where both are going to do better. And so let's try to find a place where keep the business going, keep the relationship going, and everybody have a future, maybe apart, but still a good one. So thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian Parker. You've been such a great guest.
Thank you.
To learn more about Brian Parker, visit epwealth.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.